Best Friends Pet Resort.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rise and shine, and don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time? 8 o'clock.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump holds a rally in Las Vegas today, the last of three rallies in the West this week. Last night in Colorado Springs, he went after the Democrats running for president, including Mike Bloomberg.
President Trump referring to Bloomberg's performance during Wednesday's Democratic debate.
Bloomberg made a fool out of himself last night. He choked.
Bloomberg had sent out a tweet soon after Trump ally Roger Stone got sentenced to 40 months behind bars in federal prison. The former mayor wrote, "Shouldn't you be pardoning Roger Stone, you hashtag carnival barking clown?"
A seven-day deal is announced with the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the United States has come to an understanding with the Taliban on what he calls a significant and nationwide reduction in violence in Afghanistan. It's understood the agreement is set to come into effect this evening.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
This will go well with the news.
If I had $1 billion,
if I had $1 billion,
I would not buy billboards or political ads.
And if I had $1 billion,
wouldn't stand on stage and holler.
Wouldn't want president as a job.
I'd be on a beach somewhere warm and tropical.
And if I had $1 billion,
wouldn't wear shirts with a collar.
Would not spend like Bloomberg.
He wastes it all on advertising.
If I had $1 billion,
I'd have no job. If I had $1 billion,
wouldn't make speeches for a crowd.
If I had $1 billion,
I'd just party off my bank account.
If I had $1 billion,
I wouldn't spend it all trying to get you to vote for me.
If I had $1 billion.
I would quit.
By the way, speaking of money, the Tooth Fairy payout is good. The Tooth Fairy is much like the stock market. It vacillates.
It vacillates.
Yeah. The all-time high on the Tooth Fairy index was 450 a tooth.
When was that?
2017.
You mean it's gone down?
It went down to $4.03. No, it's at 403 now. That's up 33 cents from last year. It had dropped to a low of 370 after that all-time high. There's no explanation for the fluctuation. I'm just passing along the news. Do with it what you will. 805.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Well, it's cold outside. If you haven't been outside yet, dress in layers because of that wind. You know, it's 39 degrees, but it's the wind that is making it seem so much colder. Out of the north at about 14, gusting to 20 miles per hour. And that takes the wind chill factor down to 31. So a cold day today, high 51, north winds 10 to 18, and gusty. Sunshine, clear, very cold tonight, low in the upper 20s. And it looks like, tomorrow's going to be a pretty nice day. Cool sunshine, but dry at least. Nice to see the sun out. Upper 50s tomorrow, close to freezing again Saturday night. Sunday high in the low 60s dry. Chance of rain returning by late Sunday, and rain is likely on Monday. Monday's high temperature should be right around 70. Right now this morning, north winds at 14 miles per hour are making that 39-degree temperature feel more like 31. Now that's the wind chill factor at 807.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Okay, who's ready for Friday? You get ready.
Hope you have a great weekend.
She is some wild, wild action.
What is the happiest day of the year?
It's Friday. It's the end of the week.
It's Friday. It's bad hair day.
We're going to turn this party around because I was born to be wild.
Born to be wild.
I never got to be wild.
It's a brand new Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, that's brilliant.
What more can you possibly want?
Let your imagination run wild.
Born to be wild.
And the crowd goes wild.
Excellent!
Brilliant! Brilliant!
I think it's going to be wild.
Oh, yeah.
It is 8:07. Let's give away a $10 Steve Bistro gift card with our conundrum.
Let's do it.
Researchers found that women will typically do this within 47 hours and 15 minutes. 47 hours and 15 minutes. What happens when that amount of time expires? They do something. What could that be?
Ooh.
This is ringing a bell. We may have done this one.
I think we have done it before, but I think it's a good one to redo.
Yes, I do.
I have agree. A leftover if you want it.
No. We're doing this one. 47 right. hours and 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you know the answer to this one, call us right now at 272-9228. Another good reason to call is we do our end of the week grand prize drawing in about 43 minutes.
Yeah. So,
put yourself in and get eligible to win something nice, like a Clark's Club membership or the works from Don Duncan. And whatever Eddie Bader has decided to do nice for us this week. Right? Whatever. It's...
Look at the look on his face.
Just call
well,
us.
No, okay. Yeah, please do.
And
by the way, Eddie, if you're listening, give me a call.
Hey, you know what? If not, then I'll throw it in.
That's give me a call, Eddie Bader, if you're listening. Actually, you know what? I don't have to. I've got you on my Facebook. I'll just reach out to you.
272-9228 is the number for the conundrum. While Jay is queuing up the calls, which you're now streaming in, which is always better than dribbling. Let's take a look at what's happening. Oh, a Hyundai Sonata Hybrid base at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. It's 2012, low mileage, $6,400. That's brand new. 2011 Chevy Equinox. Equinox is in the album by Styx, who I used to work for. That is available at $99.90. One of the things you can do at Jack Ingram is get into your dream vehicle. And if you've always wanted to own a Lexus, luxury is timeless. They have a 2008 IS250. I owned an IS when it was the IS300, and it is a fun car to drive.
Hang on.
This one has unbelievably low mileage. Now, 2008, technically that's a 12-year-old vehicle. It's got 98,000 miles on it. So it's been driven about an average of 8,000 miles a year. That's getting babied. So check that out at only $89.90. And if you have a new driver and safety counts, and why wouldn't it? Everybody makes a mistake. In that first vehicle, the 2004 Volvo V70 offers great protection and a great look, too, in the cars. All of them have been vetted for their vehicle histories, for their interiors, and most importantly, the engines have passed muster with the Ingram mechanics. So if car shopping is part of your weekend plan, make sure you include, because you can shop at any price, any type of car and any brand at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Tip Thames and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. Greg in the finance department has over 20 options to get you done, so don't let bad credit keep you from getting great wheels. Jack Ingram can make it happen for you. All right, Stephen, you're first on this conundrum. What is it the average woman will typically do after 47 hours and 15 minutes?
47 hours and 15 minutes is the amount of time that women nag their husbands on the weekend.
Okay.
That's an interesting guess.
Nag.
Would you like the number for Duncan Tomlinson?
I thought you might enjoy that one. Thanks, guys.
It was good, man.
Hey, thank you. That's not it, though.
John.
Hi.
Yes.
What do you think? 47 hours, 15 minutes?
I think that's the time in between... they wash their hair every 47 hours and 15 minutes.
Okay.
That's
wash
a very
your hair.
Interesting
right.
educated
okay.
guess.
Interesting.
That's not the right answer.
Oh, well.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
272-9228. They've all qualified for our end of the week grand prize drawing, which is about 40 minutes away. Cody.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
All right, that first answer was great, but I'm going to have to go with shave their legs.
Oh, shave their legs.
I wonder how, you know, that sounds.
These are all really good answers.
They are.
Y'all have a good one.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. So what is it? Researchers find that women will typically do this within 47 hours and 15 minutes. What is it they have to do? It's Perry.
Yeah, they tell a secret.
Tell a secret?
After 47 hours and 15 minutes?
That's it. That's exactly what we're looking for. We have done it before, but it's a good one.
Yeah, you have done it before. That's why I knew.
Oh, you knew it.
Well, how long do you go back with us, Perry? I'm just curious.
Do you listen?
Since before you moved here, actually.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Good deal.
Well, how long ago was that?
Before I moved here.
Before you moved here. Wow.
Yeah, I'll go back to Don Markwell and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I am honored by that comment. I really am.
You go back to the 1170
the old
days.
Yeah,
1170 W-A-C-V. Days.
Wow. Right. Thank you.
Got the T-shirt.
Hey. Still got the T-shirt.
Cool. Thank you for such long-term support. Hang on, Jay's going to get
you. Yeah.
You know, that reminds me, you know, I really don't want to draw any attention to myself.
Never.
But I do have a 15th anniversary coming up.
Oh, that's right.
And that blows me away.
What's the date?
April 28th.
Okay.
But we could celebrate the day I arrived here, mm-hmm. or we could celebrate my first actual show under the supervision of Jay Scott.
The stories I could tell.
Oh, now, come on. Just because I left the phone up and everything else. Only took me 2 or 3 years.
Hey,
and I had the system mastered.
Yeah, I've done that, too, where you leave the phone pot up and...
It's so funny.
Oh, the interesting things.
Like that first year, somebody wrote in a rating book. I like that new guy, and I think it was Alice, but he needs to learn how to run the equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you didn't have to before. In previous high-paying radio jobs.
No, I did not. Not this particular system, anyway. It's 13 minutes after 8. Stupid news next. Good stuff in there.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery County EMA says some homes have been evacuated because of flooding concerns across the area. The EMA surveyed flooding in the Cedar Point neighborhood and on Dozier Road. Officials will monitor these areas as the floodwaters recede. Montgomery police have identified the woman who was killed in a hit and run on Interstate 85 earlier this week. Authorities say 53-year-old Angela Calloway of Titus was killed Sunday on 85 South near Forest Avenue. Police are still looking for the driver who left the scene. And the Salvation Army of Montgomery has fallen victim to multiple break-ins since December. There have been 4 break-ins in just the last 2 weeks. Montgomery police are investigating and say they will increase patrols in the area. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. Today.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. 2 locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the hottest new album from Political Medical Records, Fit for the Presidency, with gruesome, disgusting diagnoses from Elizabeth Warren.
Back in 85, tight jeans gave me yeast infections. I got my tubes tied after both of my C-sections.
Bernie Sanders.
I've been working so hard it gave me a heart attack, but I'm doing just fine now.
And Pete Buttigieg.
I got my first cold sore at age 7. Had to get 4 shots of penicillin.
Plus, Amy Klobuchar sings about her overactive sweat glands. And Michael Bloomberg about jock itch. Get it now before there's only one candidate left.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Anybody that has a TikTok account should know about this already.
Okay.
It's the Cha-Cha Challenge. Have you heard about this?
I have not heard of the Cha-Cha Challenge. Sounds like something I wouldn't participate in anyway.
Well, this.
Which one is it?
This is, of all the stupid stuff we've seen, that people have tried, you know, the cinnamon swallowing and all that kind of
stuff. Oh, my gosh, yeah. That was crazy.
This is encouraging teenage drivers to cha-cha on the wrong side of the road, swerving the car left, swerving to the right.
What?
Let's listen to this audio clip.
Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross. Crisscross. Cha-cha, this move.
Oh my God. That, of course, is the immediately recognizable Cha-Cha Slide by DJ Casper.
You
were humming that a little while ago.
I know.
I'm a strong advocate of natural selection. weed out the idiots in this case.
I almost shut my TikTok account down over this yesterday. Yeah, they play the song Cha-Cha Slide, the one you just heard, and when he says slide to the left, they swerve to the left. Slide to the right, they swerve right. And when he says both ways, crisscross. Oh, yeah. A little left, a little right. It's so dangerous that TikTok has been yanking the videos down, but people are reposting them on other sites.
Good for TikTok doing that. I'm surprised that actually surprises me that they would actually remove them.
There's a new TikTok setting that you can go to under settings that will restrict your TikTok time a day.
I don't have it. You have a TikTok.
No. This was on. Channel 8 this morning. On What the Tech, and you can say 2 hours. You know, you can say whatever. And it's going to shut you down.
Did you ever try to pole vault? They've been goofing around.
No.
Oh, I thought that was another name for something else. No.
What did we used to jump on? That's a pogo stick.
Pogo stick.
Yeah. My mother wouldn't let me have one of those. She was a wise woman.
I had one once.
Yeah.
I was so uncoordinated and untalented.
Yeah, me too.
Best I could do was a pogo ball.
You know how it goes. You get some kind of a stick.
Stick!
Yeah, and then you get into a running stance and you take off. Play stick and ground. Go sailing up. And come flying down. A pole vaulter, pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it's very nice.
A pole vaulter at Brigham Young University named Zach McWhorter recently impaled his...
Ouch.
Yeah. During a practice session.
Ow,
do we have a sound effect for
impaled
that?
Impaled his ouch.
That's why...
18 stitches.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh.
I have to cross my legs after a story like that. He will also have a scar.
Yikes.
That will take time to heal. All right, there's other stuff here besides the TikTok. You know, they got a ranking on the best and worst fast food dipping sauces?
Really?
Let's see. I'm thinking Chick-fil-A's got a good
Chick-fil-A's going to have that sweet and sour, whatever it is.
Chick-fil-A's good. Yeah. That's in the top five.
All right.
Along with McDonald's honey mustard, Whataburger spicy ketchup, Culver, Wisconsin's cheddar cheese sauce. I don't know what that is. And Raising Cane's. sauce. The worst on the list, Carl Jr.'s Sweet and Bold Barbecue, In-N-Out Burger Spread.
It's the first letter of your last.
Burger King Ranch, KFC's Finger Licking Good Sauce, White Castle Zesty Zing, and Long John Silver's Cocktail Sauce may be worst.
Worstless?
Yeah, this is from Thrillist.com.
Very interesting.
I get, you can subscribe to their emails, and every day you'll get some kind of a list on some topic, and it's really nothing official. It's just interesting, and it creates a lot of conversation. We discussed this earlier. How many episodes of a show do you watch before it's called a binge watch?
Yeah.
And most people said it takes as few as three. That was the number one answer.
Mm-hmm.
And just in time for Easter this year, 7-Eleven is making for the very first time, and of course we won't be able to do that here, but I could get one in Florida, a Peep-flavored Slurpee.
Peep? Okay.
Does that sound the least bit appealing to you?
No, not, sure? not to me. Doesn't.
Here's John on the phone.
Hi, John.
Oh, I just had a pole vaulting story if you wanted to hear.
All right.
Sure.
All right. When I was in physical education in high school taking class, they thought it was a great idea for us to learn all the track things, which was fine. And so we decided to do pole vaulting. And the scariest thing about pole vaulting is when you go up, you've got to actually pull the pole back to get any kind of, and it kicks you over. Otherwise, you just keep knocking the bar over. And so they kept saying, you've got to have courage. And finally, I thought, I'm going to do this. So I got it up, planted the pole, and finally just pulled back as hard as I could. Unfortunately, I found out when I was going over, I didn't have enough momentum. And all of a sudden, I realized as I was getting close to the top that I wasn't going to make it over the side, which means I wasn't going to go to the pit where all this stuff is. And I came straight down right on the concrete.
Ow!
Now, fortunately, I didn't break my head in two, but about broke my wrist. But that was after that point, I decided pole vaulting was not in my future.
When you pole vault,
I didn't impale myself though.
When you pole vault though, is there something in the ground that you place the stick into?
There's a concrete thing. That's a metal thing. You got to place it right in it. But the scariest thing, like I said, when you're going over, you know, you just kind of, if you don't really pull back, you just kind of go straight up and. Anyway, you don't get any much hype. So, but those guys that really pull that thing back, that's terrifying.
I've never done pole vaulting before, but I have done something where the, and this was back when I was a kid, just playing in the woods with friends and stuff. There was like a, there was a large gap, and we had a long enough stick that we could reach the bottom of the gap with and then just push ourselves and kind of push the stick over with us to go to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but it wasn't really pole vaulting, because we weren't pulling ourselves up with the stick itself. So, yeah, that's as close as I ever got.
Yeah,
we do appreciate.
Thanks for the story.
I wonder, it's, for some reason, when I think about pole vaulting, the word impale comes to mind. 824.
It's happened.
Don't do that again.
We had. Mr. Benman in from Adam's Drug a couple of weeks ago on the afternoon show to talk about the growing crisis at chain store pharmacies. As everybody predicted 10 years ago when the health care law was taking effect, it was going to impact the level of personal care you would get at pharmacies. And sure enough, mergers and every other situation have caused shortages on medications that are much to order, keep on hand. At Adams Drugs, you're never going to lose that personal service. I can promise you that. They have state-of-the-art computer systems, and it takes just a couple of minutes to get yourself in. But if you want to go to a place that's going to, A, make you feel appreciated, B, going to turn your situation around as quickly as possible if you're in a hurry, place that can deliver if you don't feel up to picking up what your doctor may have phoned in. You need to partner with one of their 12 locations, three of which, by the way, have healthcare clinics that can provide things like flu shots and shingles shots if your daughter or doctor has asked you to get one of those. And that very personal, old-time pharmacy type of service, that's how it used to be. Every neighborhood had a drugstore. And then these big conglomerates came along, and those disappeared. except for Adams Drugs. If you want that personal service, all your over-the-counter needs, hey, even a peanut butter cup and a Coke if you need one to feel better, try AdamsDrugs.net. Find the one nearest you and re-experience real service when it comes to your health care at Adams Drugs. 826.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, here's the latest. We still have some slowdowns in place on I-65 southbound at the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. Slowdowns around Perry Hill and Ann Street on 85 southbound into downtown Montgomery, and another slowdown, Mount Meigs to Chantilly on 85 southbound. Taylor Road, very congested, as well as Vaughan Atlanta Highway. Congressman Dickinson, we're seeing a big backup this morning on Highway 231. Slow traffic past Jasmine Hill, Rifle Range, and the River Bridge. Use caution wherever you are this morning. We have no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at America's Car Mart on Eastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
All right, our good news story today comes from New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
There's a guy there named David Caldwell. He was freaking out last month when his fiance went into labor 10 weeks early. And I can understand why he would. A nurse named Lisa McGowan helped calm him down. Mm-hmm. Now, the good news is David's fiance and their son, Zane, he was born and both are doing very well. He's been putting on weight, getting stronger every day as a preemie, and they're in the news because of a strange coincidence. After Zane was born, David started looking at old photos of himself as a baby,
right,
because he too was a preemie. turned out that Lissa was the same nurse that took care of him as an infant.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, so father and son both born at St. Peter's University Hospital.
That's interesting.
And she's been working there as a nurse for over three decades. He found a 1986 photo of her holding him as a newborn, and his fiance realized it was the same nurse. So they recreated that same first photo with their son last week.
That's cool.
Lissa says she bonded with David immediately when they met last month, and finding out that she cared for him as a baby was a very nice surprise and a great career.
That's kind of like teachers who have been around for years and years who have taught different generations.
Yes. Have you ever, guys, ever gone back to a teacher that really made a difference
yes,
to you?
Yes, as a matter of fact, recently. Yep.
I did that. It was weird because it was my journalism teacher in high school who set the paradigm for creative thinking. And after I was established in Chicago radio, I took her out. What was weird was we had a couple of drinks. It was just weird because you're always in school.
Right.
Whenever you see a teacher, you're back to being a school kid. And it was just weird having cocktails with my journalism teacher.
Yeah. We have a teacher who I just had my 45th anniversary. I mean, reunion. And Mr. Hibbert came. We invite him every year, every time we have one. That's pretty cool.
I'm a little bit different than you guys since I'm in the town that I, you know.
Right,
I grew up in and everything else. So all of my teachers are here. So, and I started doing this 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I wasn't very far out of high school when I started doing this job. So they kind of know where I'm at and what's going on with me. And,
well,
you know,
Randy,
sort of
Randy's one of yours.
Randy Burkhalter's one of my guys. Yeah, I think it was just a year that he was there. And I had said the other day he did political science. I don't think it was. I think it was like, it wasn't political science. I think it was more like just government stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that he was teaching.
What they used to call civics, right?
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah, civics.
Civics.
Let's talk about food for a moment. In fact, I'm going to leave that in the capable hands of Jay Scott, Seafood Bistro.
Nobody better to talk about food than the fat guy. It is 1651 Perry Hill Road, the Seafood Bistro. Take it from me, fat guy, that they have delicious, delicious food at the Seafood Bistro. And you know what? Some of it isn't, you know, everything's not fried at the Seafood Bistro. They've got salads. You can get fish put on the salad if you would like to, and it can be grilled or blackened. It doesn't have to be fried. You can just get the salads without fish if you want to do that. Maybe you're doing the healthy thing. For some of their side items, they have a vegetable medley that you can get. We're talking about the healthy side of the Seafood Bistro. And then, of course, they've got beer and wine. There's no calories in any of those.
No, none whatsoever.
That's what I keep telling myself. But check out the Seafood Bistro online. Go to theseafoodbistro.com. That's their website. That's where you're going to see all of their menu items. Pictures of every single menu item that they've got there as well. Oh, I want to mention again, don't think about healthy stuff anymore. King cakes. They've got king cakes. Those are seasonal. So they're only going to be around.
Right. We're in the Mardi Gras season.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. They've got the cream cheese or the praline. Again, you can go to theseafoodbistro.com and put in an order there. Use one of the delivery apps or just go and see them at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
One of these days, I'm going to try me a cheese curd. Got to do it.
Oh, fried cheese curd? Oh, man, they're delicious. I wish they were open up sooner. I'd go get some before the show, you know?
So I just realized Fat Tuesday is this coming Tuesday.
It is.
Wow. How about that? Mardi Gras.
Uh-huh.
It's 8:35.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery.
It is chilly outside, but the sun is shining. Everything's a trade-off. It's not raining anymore. It's going to be a cold day today. When you add in those north winds at 10 to 18 miles per hour, that's going to make today's high of 51 seem a lot colder. But the sun is out. Clear, very cold tonight. The winds die down. That's good. Low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, but a dry day. Nice day. I understand that Wutumpka's got their Mardi Gras stuff
tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, but there's stuff going on all day long. in Wetumpka. It's going to be fun. I think I may go up there. Upper 50s, and then close to freezing again on Saturday night. Sunday's high in the low 60s. We're dry during the day. Chance of rain, yeah, of course. Chance of rain returning by late Sunday night into Monday. Why not? Why not get some rain in here? Right now this morning, we have 39 degrees. North winds at 14 make the wind chill factor 31 now at 836. Our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire. Listen, I've lived here for about 42 years. I wish I would have known about Plumbing by Lukewire. Well, they weren't. The plumbing part has been around for over two decades now. But I used to go through the phone book. Kids, there used to be this book that would come out and it would have businesses and stuff like that and their phone numbers. But and then say, no, not them, not that, no, had a bad experience with them too. But now it's a no-brainer. It's going to be Plumbing by Lukewire because they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. That was a big stickler to me with other plumbing concerns. You charge me what? And they're very professional. They pick up the phone. They tell me they're on their way. They sit down with me, tell me what the problem is, what it's going to cost, and then they fix it. And if there's something else that you didn't call them about, but they discovered, like they just did at my house, they'll fix that too. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call. Plumbing by Lukewire, 264-9666. Or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Today is National Sticky Bun Day.
National Sticky Bun Day.
How about a delicious sticky bun?
How about it? Sticky bun, holla!
So why not?
National Sticky Bun Day.
Sticky bun, sticky bun.
Attention, sticky bun customers.
Welcome to Sticky Bun.
Hey, now that's a sticky bun attitude.
Sticky buns credited to early German settlers. Is that true?
I know nothing.
And they were called Schneckens when first introduced.
Schneckens.
Schnecken. Hey, find yourself a hot chick and get Schnecken.
Schneckens.
Our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still seeing a lot of slow traffic on the Wetumpka Highway at the Rifle Range Road intersection and at Jasmine Hill. Be patient as you work your way through those lights. Still a lot of congestion around the boulevard at all the major intersections, and we have an accident right now just before Lagoon Park Drive. Please use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We're still seeing a little bit of congestion on Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, and Vaughn Road into Montgomery this morning. Be cautious. Buckle up. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have identified the woman who was killed in a hit and run on Interstate 85 earlier this week. Authorities say 53-year-old Angela Calloway of Titus was killed Sunday on 85 South near Forest Avenue. Police are still looking for the driver who left the scene. The Salvation Army of Montgomery has fallen victim to multiple break-ins since December. There have been four break-ins in just the last 2 weeks. Montgomery police are investigating and say they will increase patrols in the area. And the Montgomery County EMA says some homes have been evacuated because of flooding concerns across the area. The EMA surveyed flooding in the Cedar Point neighborhood and on Dozier Road. Officials will monitor these areas as the floodwaters recede. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Have you ever shopped U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct? You might be interested to know they carry a variety of dairy, produce, meats, canned fruits and vegetables, pre-made heat and serve appetizers, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. They also offer commercial cooking supplies, a complete line of party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, equal housing lender.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
By the way, a rocket scientist is a former Morning Maroon Award winner. And it wasn't that long ago. It was an Indiana man who had "Crime Pays" tattooed on his forehead.
Yeah.
Well, he got arrested and processed. And while he's waiting for that crime, he gets caught again. This time charged with possession of meth, resisting arrest, reckless driving, maintaining a common nuisance, and auto theft, all of those things. He got the Morning Maroon Award for, crime pays on your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that would turn you into a suspect. For the rest of our actual Morning Maroon nominees, we have some unusual behavior here. I kind of, in a one way... this is a Hansel and Gretel kind of story. Guess what state?
Maybe Florida?
Yes. Three men held up a CVS in Clearwater and wore surgical gloves so they wouldn't leave prints. So they took all these precautions to not get caught. They left with a ton of drugs in white garbage bags, total of more than 10,000 pills that contained opioids with a street value of $320,000. When detectives began investigating, they noticed pill bottles, and it seemed the thieves had emptied the bottles as they made their getaway.
Okay.
And they followed the empty pill bottles right to the address where Christopher Ratchell, David Dobbins, and a nut Roy Lampkin were.
It's like Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, exactly. They've been charged with oxycodone possession and drug trafficking. A guy in Seattle is our second nominee. 55-year-old robbed a bank Wednesday, and the police caught him just as he was getting on his getaway bus after he had used a cab. The bank gave a perfect description.
Step on it.
Yeah. Follow that bus. He was quick. He was arrested with, like, he was blocks away from
the
bank
bus.
Pretty stupid. He took the cab to the bus, got on the bus, and by the time the police arrived, they had already found him. And then we have a woman driving a Maserati, a 2014 Maserati, in Iowa City, Iowa. There's a car that'll stand out in that location.
Yeah.
She was pulled over with hundreds of canisters of Whippets. That's a brand of nitrous oxide that people inhale for
kids,
a quick high.
Kids do that for a quick high.
Yeah. She admitted to having done 50 to 75, wasn't quite sure of those. So she was arrested on multiple charges, including driving under the influence of Whippets and possession of nitrous oxide. Only dentists are supposed to have that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just like the CVS drug guys who are leaving a trail of empty canisters of empty, you know, pill bottles.
Eager to empty the bottles so they can count their pill booty and leaving a trail for the police to follow.
Yeah.
Led right to them,
too.
That's
what I like.
They were arrested within hours after the whole thing came down. We'll give it to them.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
Pretty bad traffic thing here.
Okay. Patty, what you got?
Hey, man, about 5 minutes ago, 4 minutes ago, I was coming out of Woodley on the Boulevard, and a full-size pickup truck pulling a massive RV trailer made a left, and a guy ran the light and broadsided it right in the middle of the intersection. All four lanes are blocked because of the size of that vehicle, and Woodley is blocked.
Woodley is
By the time I got to Narrow Lane, it was already back. Traffic was backed up to there.
Ouch.
So I just wanted people to know, avoid that area because you're going to be sitting for a while.
We appreciate the heads up.
Thank you.
Glass went everywhere.
Ooh. And somebody ran, you witnessed this, somebody ran a light?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You know, so once again, the Boulevard proves to be the Indianapolis Speedway of Alabama.
Yeah. I know. I rarely am down that way, and I'm always extra careful.
When
Thank you.
People drive like maniacs. So, because I called in, you have to play You're Too Good to Be True for me.
I can't take my eyes off of you?
Yeah. I called you guys back a while ago about singing that song as a child.
Oh.
And so, I don't think you were on the air then. But anyway, well, thank you so much. You guys have a great weekend.
All right, keep listening. I will find that for you. I think that's one of those songs that starts with parentheses, and those are always at the front. Well, wrong there. We'll find it.
Too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Is that good enough?
Maybe like heaven to touch.
I love you no more.
All over town I hear click.
Hey, quick reminder. There's crazy people everywhere.
Baby. It's quite all right.
Excuse me, Jersey boys, while I finish this. Message for Applied Security. State-of-the-art technologies, local company, wonderful people to work with to protect your home, family, business, property. Mark and Vicky at 279-8338. And by the way, just so you're fully aware of what's going on in this town, go to myspotcrime.com and sign up for the emails.
Yeah.
So you're on top of it. That's when you'll be glad you connected with Applied Security. 848.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are still seeing a lot of slow traffic on the Wetumpka Highway at the Rifle Range Road intersection and at Jasmine Hill. Be patient as you work your way through those lights. Still a lot of congestion around the boulevard at all the major intersections, and we have an accident right now just before Lagoon Park Drive. Please use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We're still seeing a little bit of congestion on Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, and Vaughn Road into Montgomery this morning. Be cautious. Buckle up. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
In the race for U.S. Senate, it might shock you to know that Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville is for amnesty for illegal aliens. It's shocking, but true. Just listen to his own words.
There are people coming across the border that need jobs, and we want them to come over here. We just need to know who's here. But we'll all come. Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Give them jobs? Let them become citizens? That would mean taking jobs from you and giving them to people here illegally. Listen again.
There are people coming across the border that need jobs, and we want them to come over here. We just need to know who's here.
And once they're here, Tuberville wants to give them amnesty.
Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Those are Tommy Tuberville's own words.
Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Tommy said it, and he can't deny it. He backs amnesty for illegals and wants to give them jobs. Tuberville puts them ahead of you.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Grab a pen and paper, because in just a second, I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Now, while you're getting your stuff together, let me tell you about my friend David Ernest. David's an asset preservationist, and you might not know what that means. David is the guy that's going to help you keep your money. That's right. You've been saving for retirement, and it'll be here before you know it. And the stock market can go up, and it can go down. But down is a word that is not in David's vocabulary. I checked with him, and it's just not in there. Neither is the word flabbergasted, but that's a different story altogether. You need to call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Call David Ernest. Set up an appointment. There's no obligation. Won't cost you a dime. 279-7431. Call David Ernest today. And if the word flabbergasted comes up in the conversation, well, my bad.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This is for that. Hey, what was her name? The lady that just called. Was it Laura?
No.
Oh, they're going to sing right now, so we... You're just too good to be true.
Can't take my eyes.
I don't think it is. Yeah. I wanna
hold you so Leanna? Is that something? At long
last, love has it just bugs me when they tweet. Bad. When they tweet.
Is this not the original?
No. It's the very best of Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Yeah, it's not the actual original.
Are you serious? I always pull up the lyric version.
What's the original then?
It's just, this is a different recording of it.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. It, you know, when they screw with that, it just messes my
head
up.
But that was Frankie's Valli, right?
That was
Frankie's Valli.
Deep.
I should know. How deep was my Frankie Valli?
How deep is your love?
I should know. I emceed a show with him in the Bahamas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How old would he be?
Did he do that song?
He did everything. We flew. This is radio contesting in those days. We flew 104 listeners to what it was, NASA, I think.
Yep.
A private plane, private charter jet. Spent the night at one of those amazing, new casinos. He did a beachside concert with a bonfire and everything else. for us and us alone. That was it.
That's cool. Would he be in his 70s now, or?
I think he's closer to 80.
Let's go to the board.
He thought I was so funny that he said, how would you like to come to Vegas and write jokes for me?
Really?
Because I made some funny comments.
He has a birthday coming up in May.
And he's going to be what?
86.
Get out of here.
I can't say I'm surprised, because I think he was in his 50s when we did that show.
Can't take my eyes off of you.
All right, let's do our grand prize drawing, and like really fast.
Okay.
We're going to start with a...
Oh, that's right. I didn't get my winner sheet. Dang it. I forgot to get...
Oh,
give
Jay,
me, give me three.
Love.
Give me three.
Okay.
I need three winner sheets.
Yes, sir. On it. I'm on it.
Sorry. This is a $25 gift certificate to the pizza place, courtesy of Eddie Bader.
Eddie Bader, 322-0662. It's better with Bader whether you're buying or selling a home. And
the number is 18.
18.
18 is where's that? Goes to Terry P.
Terry P. Terry. Congratulations. Enjoy the pizza place. Next up, the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Complete service on your vehicle, tire rotation, fluids topped off, and your car vacuumed out.
This would be a recent caller. 45.
Oh! 45? Oh, you know what? Long-time listener. Back to the Markwell 1170 days.
Oh!
Perry G.
After all these years... You finally got something.
He's a double winner because he won our seafood bistro thing.
How about that?
Wow, 15.
Everything's coming up roses.
In one day. And now our grand prize.
It's good to be true.
$159.
Number 13.
That, as he scrolls through, Connie L.
Connie L.
Connie L. You are the newest member of the Clark's Club. That's two annual tune-ups. Make sure your system's running efficiently. The guarantee of priority urgent care service if needed. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by far.